How are you hanging in with your situation, just not being able to play the last 3-4 games?
I've been okay. I'm ready to get back out there and start running around a little bit. Trying to do just a little bit more, just as far as working out those kind of things. But it's the coaches and the trainer's decision. But I've just been trying to support my teammates as best as I can from where I could. So that was just my big thing.
How tough has it been to watch everything's going on, and you see them kind of struggling in there?
It's a long season, so there's going to be ups, downs, all of those things. But it's definitely, you always definitely as a player want to be out there on the field and trying to help your team as much as you can. So just that part was the hardest part for me.
This is your first time in the playoffs, correct?
Yes, this is my first time in the playoffs.
Do you have any expectations? Have you been asking other guys about what to expect?
No expectations. Just going to come in here and work and do what the coaches tell me to do. We have guys that's been here before and been through the experience. So I'm just going to take their lead and come in here and just work.
What do you think, having been in Miami and not making the playoffs and now being here and seeing how it works, what do you think the keys are to a successful organization, a successful team?
A lot of it has to do with the players. The guys believing in each other and believing in the game plan and just execution. At the end of the day, that's mainly what it is, just going out there and executing. And if you're able to do that, then you're able to win games.
Does that translate back to the coaching staff in the sense that you get the consistent message every week from the powers that be?
Every week we know that it's a new game. We can't dwell on the last game or look too far ahead, and he gives us that message every week, and we know that's what we have to do to be successful around here.
Did you notice that from the get-go when you got here?
It was most definitely a clear message when I got here that we can't get too high on ourselves or too low on ourselves, but we just got to keep working and put our heads down and just prepare for the team in front of us instead of looking back or looking too far ahead.
You feel like you're close to being on the play?
I'm not sure yet. I'm just coming in, working every day, getting with the trainers, seeing what they think. I'm still in the cast, so I'll know a little bit more later. But as of right now, I'm just coming in and listening to the trainers and the coaches and seeing what they think the best game plan is for me.
John, the team's a little banged up. Your quarterback's got a twisted ankle. It's a good time for a bye week, and you guys feel you'll recharge?
It's most definitely a good time. We have a lot of guys nicked up, so just trying to get those guys healthy and in the training room and all of those things, it's a good time. It's a good time for those guys to do what they can just to get back out there.
You have confidence in your quarterback coming back strong?
Just Tom's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, so that's a guy that's hard not to have confidence in.
Training room a little crowded right now?
It's been in and out of the training room kind of with Kaz, but we got a couple guys nicked up, but hopefully they'll be fine. I don't know the extent of everyone's injury, but I just know we got to come in and work.
You haven't had any setbacks yourself, have you been on this heading course?
I haven't had any setbacks as far as since I've had surgery, but I've been in a cast the whole time, so I don't know after more when I meet with the doctors and those types of things as far as where I'm at.
Thank you.